Hello, Logan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. We just finished up our walkthrough, and we have a little break now.
Are you like us? Would you like to see preseason cut down to, like, 2 games, and that's enough?
Yeah, we can get rid of all of them.
Thank you. I just wanted to hear that from a player. I mean, I don't know. I think most fans feel the same way. 2 games is enough.
Yeah. That would be a lot better than 4.
Logan, everyone, of course, they want to know about number 12. How's he looked and how's he feeling? And are you confident that he'll be okay when it's time for the bell to ring September 7th?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. I don't know what's wrong with him or how his status is right now, but he's one of those guys you can always count on to be there, and I'm sure he's doing everything he needs to do right now to get healthy and be healthy. And I'm sure week one he'll probably most likely be there.
Logan, we know enough not to ask you guys about injuries, but is he going to play tomorrow night?
Yeah, I don't know that either. You'll have to take that up with Bill.
Yeah.
He's the one that makes all those calls.
What's going on down at camp that we should know about? You guys kind of ready for it to be over? Do you get serious now? Because this is, everybody says, preseason game week 3 is the week.
Yeah, it's a big week, especially after the 2 crappy games we've had so far. We'd like to put a good one together tomorrow night and have some good confidence going into week 1. We probably won't. Next week, the ones probably won't play a whole lot, so we'd like to get a good weekend this week.
Hey, Logan, physically, how are you holding up? How's camp been for you?
Oh, good, yeah. I've made it through clean so far and a couple more games to go. And hopefully I could escape these 2 games with no injuries and be ready for the season.
How important is tomorrow night's game, as you just said, for you guys? Because with the bullets flying for real, so to speak, I don't know how much it is in a preseason game, but you guys as the number 1 group really haven't been together on the field yet.
Yeah, it's been rough. We've had some guys filling in here and there, but we'd like to put a good game together and see if we could all play together pretty well.
Logan, there's been a lot of talk. I know Ellis Hobbs yesterday, he talked about the fact that you guys have approached those first 2 preseason games as scrimmages, while the other teams, they've taken it pretty seriously. From what you've seen from other defenses, I know there's been a lot of blitzes. How lively has it been in the preseason? Has it been anything that you all didn't expect or did expect? How tough has it been?
I can only speak for myself on this, but it's been what I expected. Everyone, they come out and they're trying stuff and they're just working to get better, and that's what we're doing too. And just the other teams have been executing better than we have in the first few weeks.
You look huge, Logan. Yes.
Who is that back there?
It's got to be Copen or Light, right?
It's Light, of course.
Yeah, it sounded like Matt.
Hey, by the way, I was down in the Bass Pro Shops last week, and apparently, according to everybody there, he lives there.
Oh yeah, he's always in there, looking for free stuff, looking for a handout.
You've been in there, right?
Yeah.
That place is amazing,
awesome,
isn't it?
Store. Yeah, it's awesome.
Have you been in there, Larry?
Anything
no, not yet.
You want.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. There's a whale, a life-size whale hanging from the ceiling.
Can you go fishing inside? I know a lot of
people. Yeah. Okay, yeah, they got a tank. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, Logan.
Just go in there and walk around all day.
Logan, we were talking about, other positions and things like that, how they keep up with stats. And, Jimmy, our producer, we were talking about it. Offensive linemen, it's hard to keep up with stats. So let me ask you this. Do you keep up with the pancake blocks, and how many did you have last year?
No, we don't keep track of that. They're a lot harder to get in the NFL than they were in college, so you don't get too many of them. You just hope your guy doesn't make the tackle.
What about your senior year at Fresno State? Do you remember the number?
No, I don't know. There's quite a few then, though.
Hey, how do you
college
guys?
A lot easier.
How does the Super Bowl factor in at all at this point now? Is it in the back burner, on your mind? I mean, you guys had 3 offensive linemen go to the Pro Bowl, yet the lasting memory that a lot of people have is the Giants' defensive line against you guys. I mean, do you just move on from that now, or is it something that sticks in the back of your mind?
Yeah, you have to move on, but it's still something you always remember every time you see the Giants on TV or something, that pops back into your mind. But we watch the film. We try to learn from our mistakes and hopefully move on and have a better year this year.
What last question for me, Logan. What's been the biggest surprise of camp? Who's kind of opened your eyes of the new guys in uniform? that maybe fans should know about?
The guy that sticks out to me is Mayo. I get to go against him a lot, and he's playing good. He's a physical linebacker, and I think he fits our system very well. And he had a good camp, and I think he should have a pretty good year.
Logan, before we let you go, this year, of course, you know, you guys had three Pro Bowl players last year in the offensive line. There, you know, you're going to have some eyes on you guys this year. How confident this year that you'll have a pretty good season and you guys will be another cohesive unit out there and keep Brady upright?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a good year. The thing is, we got guys that work hard and they take a lot of pride and they care about what they do. And we're going to give maximum effort, and we're going to try to keep guys off 12 and give Maroney a spot to run.
Hi, Logan. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Logan Mankins, Patriots All-Pro lineman.